Agenda, moving down to the petition part, item number five. This is number 213, air gun hunting. Blake Roatman provided the petition. It was made available publicly and in addition in the commission book, so we've all had the opportunity to look at it. And Director Kirschman will facilitate from here. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. We're the portion of your agenda where you have multiple petitions for your consideration today. And as you just mentioned, Madam Chair, ID number 213 is a petition submitted by Mr. Blake Roatman out of Mitchell, South Dakota. This is a petition that he brought forward in respect to asking for an adjustment to air guns and the feet per second as is identified in administrative rule. I know our law enforcement chief, Sam Scalehouse, has had a couple of conversations with Mr. Roatman on this very topic, and I know he was hoping to participate virtually today. So, Blake, are you on the call today?
I am. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we sure can. The floor is yours. Blake, please take a few moments and speak to the commission on your rationale and justification for your petition, if you would.
Perfect. My name is Blake Roatman. I submitted the petition to reduce the required feet per second of air rifles to 600 feet per second. I want to thank all the commission members for hearing my petition and giving me the opportunity to speak. I also want to thank everyone with GFP who has taken the time to work with me in my petition. I got into air rifles last year when I started to get into small game hunting again, and air rifles really intrigued me for a couple of reasons. Some of those reasons being they can be complex if you want them to be, they cause minimal meat damage, and they can be a safer alternative to other methods. I ended up purchasing a PCP, which is a pre-charged pneumatic air rifle, last year because of those reasons, and so far I've been impressed with it. The reason I want to reduce the required FPS to 600 is because the current regulation excludes the majority of air rifles on the market that are larger than the .177 caliber. It seems that most states go one of two ways with air rifle regulations, either FPS or caliber, and since South Dakota has an FPS regulation, I decided to continue with that. The research that I've done showed that 600 FPS seems to be a common minimum used by multiple states. If anyone would like to discuss the ballistics or lethality of different air rifle calibers, I'd be more than happy to. But the summary is that with the proper setup and factors like distance, pellet weight, etc. taken into consideration, air rifles are plenty capable at that speed. To see what our neighboring states had for regulation concerning air rifles, I reached out to Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota for their air rifle regulations. In all three states, the use of air rifles for their legal small game environment species is legal without restrictions. North Dakota also allows the use of air rifles for some of their bigger game species, such as moose and elk, and one of their requirements is a 600 FPS minimum. Allowing a wider variety of air rifles to be used would open up more opportunity for everyone in the state. Air rifles can be a great learning tool for youth and adults new to the outdoors. They don't have any recoil. They're generally quieter, safer, and less intimidating than traditional firearms, especially when you're just starting out. Also, some landowners may not allow hunting with traditional firearms on their property for fear of ricochets, damage, injury, or noise, especially if they have livestock or you're hunting near their residence. Landowners might be more open to the use of air rifles on their property for the same reasons why they make a good introductory firearm. This petition coincides well with the proposed increase in the length of rabbit and squirrel seasons, as it would increase the method of take opportunity across the state for these species. If anyone has any questions or concerns about my petition, I'd be happy to answer them the best I can.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Roatman. Any questions for Mr. Roatman before we hear from the department? It looks like there are no questions at this time, but Blake, if you could just stand by. I know we're gonna hear some comments from the department and then some questions may be generated.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. So this particular petition, as I said, our law enforcement chief, Sam Scalehouse, actually had at least one, if not two, conversations with the petitioner on this very topic. Sounded like it was a very productive and good conversation. A lot of questions were asked and some good exchange of information. I would offer up to you internally, Sam brought that back to the law enforcement staff, asked a few questions, in particular overall perspectives, thoughts on the request of the change to the current rule related to air guns. And the question was also asked, have there been any known or related issues in respect to air gun use, and the overall response was there's been very little, if any, concerns or issues that have come about in the recent years related to air guns. So that's just background and useful information to understand. Certainly, this particular topic revolves around equipment. Again, and we all know which direction equipment conversations go, and one of the biggest challenges with equipment are advancements, new technology, changes in ballistics, whatever it might be. And the one thing that we always do with equipment is always seem to be somewhat of on a chase, right? We're always trying to catch up to changes, advancements, whatever it might be. And this might be one of those cases too. I remember several years back when we had conversations about air guns and what that foot pound should be, or feet per second, excuse me. There was a long back and forth conversation at that time. It was settled at 1,000. What I would offer to you, though, in this conversation with the petitioner and internally with staff, honestly, commissioners, there was no concern over the request that has been brought forward for this change from 1,000 down to 600, in particular based on some of the rationale and justification you heard from Mr. Rotman himself. The other thing I would add to that, in current state law, when it comes to air guns are limited to cottontail rabbit, red squirrel, fox squirrel, gray squirrel, and any species defined in predator varmint in state statute. And those species that are listed under predator varmint are coyote, wolf, gray fox, red fox, skunk, gopher, ground squirrel, chipmunk, jackrabbit, marmot, possum, porcupine, crow, and prairie dogs. So I bring that to your attention just for clarity and understand those are the species in South Dakota that are currently valid to hunt and harvest with the use of air guns. And so the change that was requested by Mr. Rotman does not change anything related to species. It still would fall underneath those parameters set in state statute and what's outlined in administrative rule, other than the request to reduce from 1,000 to 600, which we are supportive of that conversation. And with that said, Madam Chair, our recommendation to you would be to accept the petition and at minimum move it forward for additional comment and public input related to air gun use. And so with that, I'll turn it back over to you and attempt to answer any questions you may have.
Very good. Any questions from the commission? Commissioner Cole.
Just a comment. I've got a little bit of experience with those, and I think he's mainstream, and I think it's a really good idea. And I think we all need to look ahead because it's going to come to bigger things as technology gets there. So that'll be another consideration. But no, I think this is a great idea. It gets more people out in the field, and it's just a lot of fun.
Additional comments, Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner White, are you saying that it has to have at least 600-pound thrust for the pellet? Is that what you're saying? Feet per second, I mean?
Yep.
Okay.
Madam Chair,
yes.
So the request that he has submitted would be to reduce it from 1,000 feet per second to 600 feet per second, okay. Correct?
Like most firearms, there's some way of measurement. Is there any kind of markings on these air rifles that tells how many feet per second they shoot at?
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
It's not going to be specific, as I would understand, to the air gun itself. It's all going to be dependent also on the ballistics or the pellets that are they would fire from the designated caliber of those as well. So, yeah, there's that piece of it. But, again, law enforcement, we're not concerned about that side of it and believe that this makes very good sense to move forward with this.
So that probably answers my question. I guess there isn't going to be a challenge to whether air rifle is going to meet the qualifications of what this is all about.
Madam Chair, again, Commissioner White, again, visiting with our law enforcement staff, they don't believe that would be the case.
Very good. Thank you.
Additional comments, questions? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you. Just for verification, I heard you say fox coyotes, but there's no big game.
No.
Included in
no big game is included in what's allowable under current state statute right now.
Okay, thank you.
Secretary Roebling.
Tom, can you just specify, please, in regards to, I understand the caliber piece of it and the projectile piece, but there will be air guns that do not meet the 600 foot-pound, you know, I guess in this case, requirement. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
I might phone a friend on that as well, from those that are more of, especially even our law staff are struggling with this a little bit just from the standpoint of that. I might even turn it over to Mr. Roatman, any can,
sure.
If you can answer any questions specific to some of those that would not meet 600 feet per second.
So most air rifles, at least common air rifles, would probably meet that 600 feet per second, but it would more than likely, and I haven't specifically looked it up, like your Red Ryder BB guns and some of your cheaper air rifles, they would probably not meet that unless they're using super light projectiles.
Very good. Any other thoughts to that? Any other questions, comments? I think the only thing that I would add is thank Mr. Roatman. I know a lot of work went into this, including what our surrounding states are doing. And the listed wildlife allowed to be harvested in our surrounding states, which I know oftentimes us as commissioners like to know what's going on around us. So I, too, think this is a good proposal. I'd like to move it forward as well, get some public comment on it to see where we land. With that, we do need a motion and a second from the commission. Move to adopt by Commissioner Teal, seconded by Commissioner Cole. All those in favor of adopting the petition, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed. There is no opposition. The petition is approved and moves forward.
So, Madam Chair, in respect to accepting the petition, we will bring this forward in an action sheet at next commission meeting as a commission proposal, as the second reading, essentially, and then with a finalization at the July commission meeting.
July. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you. We're going to continue.